Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Yesterday, more tents housing migrants were dismantled near Charlemont Lewis stop in Dublin city centre. The thaw breaks today for its summer recess, and still no long-term solution to this issue has been put in place. I'm joined by Nick Henderson, who's CEO of the Irish Refugee Council, to discuss this further. Nick, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Cormac.
Now, the Taoiseach Simon Harris said back in May that makeshift shanty towns would not be allowed in near the iPass building or anywhere in Dublin city centre. A number have been built and dismantled in the past number of weeks. I just wonder, are we any closer to a resolution, a proper resolution on this before the thaw recess?
No, I don't think we are. The Taoiseach said also that there was what he described as an industrial game of pass the parcel, which was a pretty good summary of the situation. But unfortunately, that statement hasn't been followed by any change in government policy as far as we can see. Yesterday, each Tuesday and Friday, there's an update on the number of people who are without accommodation. And yesterday, that figure stood at 2,326. people, which would be a record. And as we follow the figures since this crisis began in December, they just continue to increase.
And would you have expected back in May, when the Taoiseach was making those comments, and there was a concerted effort in fairness, Nick, wasn't there, to try and solve the situation around the iPass office, but would you have expected then that there would be a longer term resolution by now?
We would have hoped for it, but we would have always been slightly cautious about whether there would be a radical change in government policy. What we've seen is that the government, and IPASS, which is the International Protection Accommodation Service, the agency of the Department of Integration, are prepared to give accommodation offers to some of the people who are sleeping rough, who they would be describe as evidentially or obviously sleeping rough. So people are, as we see it, being required to sleep rough, to put tents in particular places in order to possibly receive an offer of accommodation. And when I say possibly, that's because in recent moves, and I'm not entirely sure whether everybody who was moved on yesterday has been given an offer, but in recent moves, people have just been moved on with no offer.
Can I just get my head around what you're saying, just to be absolutely clear? You're not saying that people in this situation need to sleep rough in order to prove that they require accommodation.
I'm saying exactly that. Yeah, exactly that. And we've raised that repeatedly with Dublin City Council, DRHE, with IPASS, that this policy is a de facto policy as far as we see it, where people have to sleep rough to put themselves in an extremely vulnerable situation. And we're mindful of what happened on Saturday morning and our sympathies to the families and to the two people who lost their lives sleeping rough by the canal, put themselves in an extremely vulnerable situation in order to receive an offer of accommodation.
Yeah. And not that it matters in terms of the tragedy of it, but those people, I think, were not refugees.
Exactly. The background ultimately doesn't matter, but they were in a difficult situation. And so, unfortunately, lost their lives in the canal. But in terms of the government policy on this issue, in effect, we think they're baking in the fact that some people are able to, through their own means, through trying to find some sort of accommodation, be that sort of night-by-night hostel accommodation, which in our experience is very difficult to get, through an acquaintance, through some sort of alternatives to sleeping rough. They're baking in that they do not need to provide accommodation to all people who need it. And that is against the law, ultimately, we believe, and as the High Court have confirmed.
That's your assertion. We'll wait to hear from the department, as the best I can say. We did seek comment from them, but nothing has come to us at this point. If we do get it before the end of the programme, we will certainly bring it to our listeners. But Nick Henderson, CEO of the Irish Refugee Council, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.